This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You already said his name. I'm going to give a game ball to Chase Young. 2 straight games with a sack. You do that once a week, you end up among the league leaders. He was 0-for for the first 4 games, but had an impactful play where he beat his man, went around, and hit Pat Mahomes. It was a team sack. It's not just one individual thing that happened on that plays, but that's the nature of sacks. That's the nature of hitting the quarterback. If you do that once a week, you start to end up in those conversations that people were prematurely having about him. But he had an impact in this game.
Taylor Heinicke. Taylor Heinicke's been really good 2 times. Started 5 games. He's been really bad 2 times. This was not in the really bad category, but this was in the below league average category. Against this defense, there's just too many things that got left on the field. A few of the throws to Terry McLaurin are a little better, and he has a much better day. But beyond that, De'Ami Brown did drop a touchdown that hit him in the hands on the corner, which was probably the best ball of the game from Heinicke. But you just can't leave chunks out there playing the Chiefs. And who knows? I mean, they might have been up 20-10 at halftime, and the game would have felt a whole lot different. There was not a single second yesterday when I thought they were going to win. Like, they were up 13-10 at the half, and it felt like they were down by 10 still. I don't know if you guys agree with that or not, but that's just in my mind how I thought the game was playing out. And I just didn't think Heinicke, who's at his best when he's scrambling and running and making plays, he didn't really do much of that yesterday. I didn't think he gave them kind of what he does best. If he just stands in the pocket and throws the football, Kyle Allen throws the ball better than him. Ryan Fitzpatrick probably throws the ball better than him.
I agree with that.
What Heinicke does better than those other guys, and the reason I am okay with him playing for the rest of the year, is that he's kind of out there creating, and he didn't do any of that yesterday really at all. There was one really cool play where he didn't get tackled. Everyone thought he did, and he was still running around.
Everyone else stopped.
By the way, that shouldn't be allowed because we're not allowed to like push quarterbacks because they might have thrown it a second ago, but now he's allowed to like be sitting on someone and keep playing and throw a ball 50 yards downfield. Now, if it happened against Washington, someone would have just been wide open behind the defense for a 90-yard touchdown.
Sure, Carson Wentz gets a touchdown on that play.
Exactly. Yeah. Tony Romo's done that twice. Instead, he came back up and everyone stopped playing and he had no one to throw to, so he got sacked right after that and had to throw the ball away as he was going to the ground. But gasser for Taylor Heinicke.
William Jackson, not only for the coverage and how comfortable opposing receivers and quarterbacks are with finding you and then finding their receiver to be very open, but the awareness, tackling, or lack thereof. Again, you're there by the sideline. You know where the first down marker is, or at least hopefully you should. You let Tyreek Hill get a full head of steam, and he came charging through you, and you just kind of gave him the ole like Roger Dorn at the beginning of Major League before Lou Brown won the team over. Oh, my God. That play, well, not the end-all, be-all. There were probably more impactful plays over the course of the game. No play to me was a greater microcosm of what ails this group. Even when they did something right, one on defense, and forced a check down, they lost because they allowed a first down when 3 guys were there to try to tackle Tyreek Hill. They all just backed off because they were afraid to be put on a poster or a highlight or something like that or some gif where everyone's like, LOL, those guys lost their ankles on the field or something funny. Please step up and make an NFL football play. Don't be chicken bleep.
Kendall Fuller, he did have a pick, so that saved his day. But he dropped an interception as well that hit him right in the breadbasket. Hill falls down, opening drive. Mahomes throws a ball that hits Kendall Fuller quite literally in the numbers in the chest, and he dropped the interception. He was also, if you look at the PFF numbers, targeted and gave up completions, I think, on like 9 of 12 pass plays, something like that. Just wasn't pretty. It hasn't been in coverage for Washington for much of this year. You went Jackson, I went Fuller. You could throw Collins, or you could throw pretty much anybody
else.
Throw
a dart.
in that secondary.
And it would be complete, by the way, for a first down on third and long. Oh, thank you.
Into the conversation. Let's go to Mark in Burke. Game balls and gassers, Mark. What's up, brother?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
What's up, man?
Great.
Good, good. Hey, listen, I want to give a game ball to Terry because Terry is the only premier athlete I think we have on the offense besides maybe Antonio. And I also want to give one to Taylor because he's one of the only guys that overachieves given his talent level. He can't help it that he's not Brett Favre or one of these guys.
So you, I'm not joning, but basically you're giving him a game ball because
he's
not that talented and he just played kind of okay / not very good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.